Okay, deep breath. You can do this. God, why am I so nervous this time? Oh, it wasn't like this before. Not with the others, but... Well, I know you shouldn't have favorites, but darling, you know he always was my favorite. He's special. I think you knew it would be different this time, didn't you? Oh, come on, girl. What the hell are you doing? Talking to your dead husband in the mirror? Well, darling, this was your idea in the first place. Remember that. And I'm as nervous today as I was on the night when you took my virginity. Okay, hair looking good. Still that lovely rich red you always loved. Yeah, I know it needs a little help these days to hide the odd gray, but he doesn't need to know that, does he? Makeup? Perfect. Eyes bright. And I love this new eyeshadow. Lipstick, nice and red. Likely to all come off soon if things go the way I want. And how are the girls? You always used to call them that, didn't you, darling? Maybe not as pert as when you first saw them, but he likes them. Always did. You said he was like you. He loves big tits and a big ass, and this summer dress shows off both. It really clings nicely to the curves of my body, and it makes me feel really sexy. That's good, right? This is what you wanted, and what I wanted too. I've been waiting for this day for so long. My heart's fluttering like a virgin. Okay, babe, here we go. Wish me luck. Hey, baby. How's my baby boy holding up after last night? I'm surprised to see you out here in the sunshine. You got back pretty late, and it sounded like you had a heavy night. No, of course I'm not angry. It's not every day your youngest son turns 18. And as far as I'm concerned, if you had a little to drink, okay, quite a lot to drink, then I'm not going to ask any questions. It's not like your mom was a saint at your age. No, I'm not going to tell you about when I was 18. Not today, anyway. Anyway, I'm glad you're feeling okay, but you really shouldn't be sleeping out here in the sun. You'll get dehydrated. Yes, you were. I could see you from my bedroom. You were lying there with your mouth wide open. I could hear the snoring through the window. What was I doing there? I was changing. Why, thank you, baby. You're so sweet to your old mama. No? Well, maybe I'm not that old, but I'm glad you like the dress. I wore it for you. What do I mean? Well, come inside and I'll tell you. Take my hand, baby. Come on. Take a seat, sweetie. And I'll sit down here next to you. That's it. Lie down. What? It's okay for a mommy to ruffle her baby's hair. You'll always be my baby, baby. No matter how old you get. I know you're going to college in the autumn. But you've chosen to stay here and to go to college locally. So you'll still be living with mom, right? See, my baby, your brother's left home for college, but you chose to stay here with me. Was that because of Dad? Really? He asked you to stay for me? I know, baby. I miss him too. but he left me for you, and for that I'll always be grateful and love him so much. You remind me of him so much, you know? I'm so lucky that my baby is staying with me, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, I think your dad wanted you to stay home for college for a reason. Yes, he wanted you to be here to make sure I wasn't too lonely after he died. He was very considerate, was your dad. He was always thinking about what was best for his family and prepared to put his children and me before himself. He knew that going to college was a big thing, and he wanted his boys to be prepared. At college, you meet new people, you have new experiences, you meet girls. No, I know you've met girls before. So had your brothers. I mean, you're all handsome boys, and girls have always liked you, haven't they? Always been flashing their eyes and their pert little breasts and tight little asses at you, haven't they? Sorry, baby. Mommy just gets jealous sometimes. Don't you worry about it. The point is, guys your age, well, you don't always know how to treat a girl right. It's all about what pleases you. Too much porn, your dad used to say, where women are just sex objects for the gratification of men. Your dad knew that wasn't true, and that a real man was giving and thoughtful about his partner's needs above his own, and that in doing so, he would bring pleasure to them both. Your dad was always very giving. I'm sorry, baby. Is your mommy embarrassing you? Well, it's important to talk about these things. There's no need to be embarrassed. None at all. Sex isn't anything to be embarrassed about. You're a man now, and men aren't embarrassed by sex or bisexual women. You don't think of me as a sexual woman. I'm not sure my panties would agree with that. Of course I knew. You think a mom doesn't know what's going on under her own roof? Who cleans your room and does the laundry? Your hiding place wasn't exactly a genius one. And anyway, I've seen the look you give me when I wear a low-cut top or a short skirt. Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. To be honest, I was flattered I could still turn the head of a handsome young guy. It's one of the things that kept me going since your dad passed. And don't worry, it's not like you're the first. Your brothers used to steal my panties, too. It's understandable. You were growing boys, curious, and I was the only woman in the house. Your dad and I discussed it, as I was worried, but he said it was natural for that curiosity to fixate on me. He assured me that he had the same with Grandma. Didn't you ever notice that Grandma and I look similar? Red hair, S-line figure, big tits, breast, and a full ass. Well, it wasn't a coincidence. Your dad married someone who looked like his mom. And doesn't Susie, your eldest brother's wife, look like me? Yes, you're right. Your other brother definitely has a type, too. You too, right? Chelsea, your girlfriend? Tall, red-headed, curvy. You really didn't notice, did you, baby? That's so sweet. You're all the same, the men in our family. But to get back to what I was saying, your dad wanted to make sure that when your brothers went to college, they knew how to treat women properly, in the bedroom and out of it. He said it was part of their education. And do you know who he asked to teach them? No, not a prostitute. This isn't France. You really think I'd let some dirty whore touch my boys? No, no, no. Come closer and I'll tell you. That's it. Nice and close. Why, thank you, honey. Yes, it's a new perfume. I bought it especially for today. Let me whisper it into your ear. Your dad asked me to teach them to spend a whole summer on their sexual education. That shocked you, didn't it, baby? You never suspected? Well, it's true. It took a little persuading by your dad. I didn't want to cheat on him, and I'd never looked at another man. But he persuaded me it wasn't cheating if he wanted it. Cheating is a betrayal of trust, and he knew he could trust me. It was educational. Part of my job as a mother, he said. The last thing I could do for them before we sent them out into the big wide world. So, the summer before each of your brothers went to college, I taught them everything I knew about sex, and I insisted on hands-on and lips-on education. I taught them how to hold a woman when out on a date, and how to behave, how to hold her interest in conversation, how to kiss her, how to take it further, where all a woman's erogenous zones are, how to read her body language and to know that how firmly or gently she wanted to be handled, how to kiss her body, how to eat her out, how to touch and lick and kiss her clit, and where to find it too, and how, my sweet boy, how to make love to her, and how to fuck her, and to know the difference. I taught them how to control a blowjob, each sexual position, well, except my ass, and a few kinks along the way. By the time they went to college, they were better prepared for college life than any of their friends. You know how popular they both were with the ladies there. Well, that was down in part to my lessons. Word gets around about guys. What do you think girls talk about when they go off to the bathroom together? Guys, of course, and what they're like. Girls share everything, baby. The sooner you know that, the better. Did I carry on with him after they left for college? No, sweetheart, I didn't. They wanted to, of course. Once they'd had a taste of taboo mama sugar, they craved the taste. But that was never part of the deal. I belonged to your dad, and I always said no, whatever they said. But your dad's passed away now, and he knew that you were different. You, my sweet, are mommy's baby boy. I know we're not supposed to have favorites, but from the moment I first held you and suckled you at my breast, sweetheart, we had a special bond, something more than I had with your brothers, even with your dad. Maybe it was because I knew you were going to be our last child, but you were special. And this will be special, my baby, different from with your brothers. What I did for them was fun, but It was my duty, as I saw it. What we're going to do, if you want it, is because I want it. I want you, baby. I love you. But not just as a mom, but as a woman. You make me tingle in ways I've not felt since your dad died. In truth, in ways that not even your dad did. I think of you when I lie in bed at night. Your beautiful face, your strong arms, firm chest, powerful thighs. And I imagine, as I close my eyes, what it would be like when I finally got to touch you down there. Yes. It feels as big and beautiful as I knew it would be. I can feel it stretching out your shorts, straining to be released, for me to touch it for real. Do you want mommy to touch it, baby? Do you want this like mommy does? Don't deny it, baby. Don't deny mommy. Don't deny yourself. I know you want it. See, I can feel your cock jump when I squeeze it through your shorts. You just have to say the word, my good boy, and all this is yours. My mouth, my tits, my pussy, even for you, my ass. Yes, I'd give you my ass if you asked for it. And not even your daddy got to take my ass. Oh, yes, baby. That's it. Kiss me. I knew you wanted me. Oh, I knew it. Oh, baby, yes. Was it the thought of my ass? It's yours, baby. I swear it. All of it. Every last fucking inch of me. And this, my God, this beautiful cock is mine. All mine. It twitched at that, like it knew it belonged to me. Oh, look at it, baby. It's so big and smooth and thick. Maybe I'm just forgetting, but I'm sure this is bigger than either of your brothers. Bigger even than your dad. Oh, I can't wait to teach it how to please a woman. No, how to please me, baby. I don't intend on letting you go. No other woman deserves you. None of them can love you the way I do. Know you the way I do. Your every need and desire. Why settle for a copy like Chelsea when you can have the original? You don't have to settle like your brother did. You can have the real me. All of me. Is that what you want, baby? Isn't that what you wanted when you took my panties? Did you wrap them around your cock, baby? Did you sniff them? Wanting to smell mommy's scent? To taste her juices? You did? Oh, good. I'm so glad, baby. So glad you wanted me to. I promise you, you'll get to taste the real me now. Doesn't it feel better with my hand wrapped around your cock rather than yours? There's no need to steal my panties from the laundry anymore. You can have them fresh from the source. Here. Let me just lift my dress. Oh, I can feel your eyes boring into my thighs. Oh, it makes me so wet, baby. So very hot. I've been wet for you for so long, my beautiful boy. Here. Can you see? Can you see the juices in these sexy black panties? Your mommy's taboo juices. The evidence of my incestuous desire for you, baby. I was never this wet for your brothers or for your dad. Just for you. Let me press them to your nose. You smell that, baby? That's what incest smells like. It's good, isn't it? People say it's wrong, it's wicked. But it's not, baby. I swear it's not. Well, maybe just a little wicked. But it's also beautiful. And I want it for you. I want you to taste it. To taste me. Oh, God, darling. You're so hard in my hand. Your cock is so slick. It's okay, baby. You can come if you need to. Oh, I know you want to. That's it, baby. Breathe in mommy's scent. My lust for you. My love for you. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, isn't it naughty? Oh, I can feel your balls tightening in my hand, baby. Your shaft is twitching. That's it, baby. Come for mommy. Do it. Oh, oh, yes. Yes, baby, that's it. All over mommy's naughty hand. Keep going. Oh, kiss me. Kiss me as you come. It's going everywhere. All over mommy's dress and up my arm. So much cum. That's it, baby. Lie back for a moment. Oh, catch your breath. Because don't think for a moment this is over. That was just getting your first cum out of the way. So that we can start your lessons. Boys your age don't think clearly when they're stuffed full of cum. So just relax there for a moment and watch as mommy gets her first reward. See all this thick, creamy cum on my fingers and wrist? Mommy's gonna clean it all up to taste it one by one. Doesn't that sound and look good, baby? You like my tongue? It tastes sensational. So thick and concentrated. Fuck, I love it. Oh, it's even better tasting and smelling than I imagined. And believe me, baby, I've imagined it a lot. Oh. Now, would you look at my dress? Big globules of thick, creamy white cum all over it. It'll have to be washed. There, that's better. All off. What do you think, then? Want me to turn around to get the full picture of your naked, sexy mommy? I may not be as smooth as your girlfriend anymore, but I can see from the way you're looking at me that you don't mind a bit. I'm far more womanly, aren't I? Look at these full breasts. Don't they look amazing? Don't you just want to touch them? To suckle on them. Don't worry, baby. You will. All in good time, I promise. I'll teach you to make me come just from sucking on my tits. First things first, though. Let's start with the basics of making a woman come, and that is down here. Do you like my little landing strip? Oh, I had it done last week. Cleared away all my bush just to make it easier for you and to point you in the right direction. Okay, young man. Up you get, and I'll lie down on the sofa. Good. Now, kneel down beside me. Okay. Now, gently trace a finger down my thigh, starting at my hip and down to my knee. That's nice. Nice and gentle. Now, cut my thigh just above my knee with your fingers on the inside and slide your hand up my thigh. Yes, that's good. And down again. And this time, as you come up, slowly but firmly, pull my thighs apart. Yes. Oh, that's nice. Really fine. Oh, see? You've exposed my pussy now. But in a subtle manner that took me with you. No roughness needed. Just gentle coaxing. Now, traced one finger up the inside of the thigh. That tickles a little, but it feels lovely, like a shiver running through me. Okay, try it again, but with your whole hand. Not too hard, don't grab it. Just use your fingers like a paintbrush. Oh, yes, that's good. Now, graze them across my pussy lips. God, that feels delightful. Oh, I knew you'd be good at this, my angel. Do it again. Oh, yeah. Okay. Next step, my boy. Come. Crawl between my legs. Let me open them nice and wide for you. Oh my goodness, I can't believe this is really happening. How often I've dreamed of having you here. Oh, now baby, place a soft kiss on my inner thigh. So nice. Can you smell me, baby? Smell mommy's excitement. Oh, follow your nose, angel. Kiss your way back to heaven. One, two, three steps to heaven. Oh, yes. Kiss me there. Oh, kiss my pussy, baby. I'm so wet. Oh, I'm so wet for my boy. For my son. Oh, can you taste it? Oh, don't I taste good? Oh. Oh, your brothers were addicted to my pussy juice, baby. Have you ever tasted pussy before? No? You never offered to eat out Chelsea? Ah. Oh. A gentleman should always be prepared to go down on a lady. You can't expect to get blowjobs without reciprocating, honey. And you'll soon find that cunnilingus is just as much fun for the guy. Think how amazing you'll feel when you make me come. What a good boy you'll be. Now kiss my pussy again. Yes, like that. Not too hard. Part the folds with your tongue. Yes, so nice. Oh. And now lick upwards like you were licking an ice cream. Oh, God, yes. Oh, that's nice. Oh. Can you feel my juices bathing your tongue? Oh, kiss me at the top of my pussy. See if you can find my little pearl. Oh, yeah. Such a natural. That's it. Under the little hood. Oh, you found it the first time. Such a good boy. Yeah. It took your brothers several attempts before they were able to locate it. But you're a natural. Oh, it's our special connection, baby boy. Oh, now, kiss it gently. Oh, and alternate with firm licks. Let me hold your head and guide you. I'm going to pull you in tighter. Just focus in on it. Oh, fuck yes, that's good, baby. Oh, really good. But I need something in my cunt. Put one of your fingers in. Ouch, not too tough, baby boy. Oh, just slide it in. Yeah, like that. And out. Don't stop kissing. You need to be able to multitask down there, baby. So good. Keep that rhythm going. Yes. Keep licking. Yeah. Oh, let me press that beautiful face into my cunny. Oh. Oh, God. Another finger, baby. Another one. Quick, in my cunt. Stretch mommy out. Oh, fuck yes. Don't stop. Don't stop pumping and kissing and licking your mommy. Oh, God. You're going to make me come. I can't believe it. So soon, so quickly. Oh, your brothers never. Oh, yes. Fuck yes. Yes. Oh, oh, my baby boy is making me come. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh. Baby. Oh, that was so, so good. Oh, I knew you could do it, baby. I knew you. I knew I'd come for you. Oh, you're such a clever, good boy. Come here. Climb up my body. Oh, that tickles. I didn't say kiss your way up, you naughty little thing. It's nice, though. I love your lips all over me. Oh, God, angel. I want to teach you so much. But mommy needs you. She needs that cock in her. I was right. Taking care of me gave you just enough time to get all hard again. Thank God for 18-year-olds' powers of recovery. fuck the lessons. We've all the time in the world for that. Come upstairs to my bedroom. Mommy needs your cock, baby. Buried in her cunt. No, honey, there's no need for that. You're mommy's special baby boy, and I want to feel all of you. You've never done it without a condom before? Oh, baby, it's going to be so special. Feels so different, so real. I want you bareback. I never did it like that with your brothers. I needed to be careful. But with you, it's different, baby. I want your cum inside me. I need it. That's it, baby. Lie me back on the bed and let me take you in my hand. Oh, so hard again. God, I love your cock, angel. Let me dip my fingers into my pussy and then, yeah, smear my juices over your head so you're all nice and slick and you'll just slide in. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel your cock against my entrance, opening my pussy lips. Baby, oh, my heart is beating so fast. I've been waiting for this for so long. Ever since your dad first mentioned my teaching your brothers, every time I was with them, and even sometimes when I was with your dad, I was thinking of you. Did Dad know? Yes, he knew. He even made us role play sometimes. It made him so excited. And now it's really happening. Oh, God, baby. Kiss me and then push home. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you're taking me, taking your mommy. Oh, I can feel you stretching me with your big cock. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop kissing me. Don't ever stop, baby, my good boy. Such a good mommy's boy. So wet. Oh, so good, so big. Oh, you feel me so good. Oh, God, and you're not even all the way in yet, baby. Oh. Let me grab your ass and pull you in. Oh, yes, fuck, that's it. Oh, bury yourself in mommy. Every fucking inch. All the fucking way. Oh, my baby boy. Oh, you're such a good motherfucker. I love you so much. So much, baby. Oh. Doesn't it feel so good? Oh, you feel me squeeze you like that? You like that, don't you? Oh. Tighter even than your girlfriend? Oh, baby, there's no need for a girlfriend anymore. You're mommy's now. All mine, and I'm all yours. Oh, baby, yes, thrust into mommy. Make love to me, just like we both dreamed. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you're home, baby, back where I made you. Made you for me, this cock for me. This pussy is your home, baby. You don't need any other cunt. Just mommy's. Only mommy. Only mommy. That's it. Grab my breast. Oh, they're so big, aren't they? They fed you, nourished you, and now all my body is yours. All of me. All you have to do now, baby, is come. To mark me for yours as your incestuous mommy wife. Oh, this was my marital bed with your father. And now it will be ours. All ours. Oh, I never let your brothers fuck me in here. It was sacred. You were made in this bed, honey. And now you can make another baby here if you want it. Would you like that? To be a baby to your baby brother or sister? To be a daddy? Yeah. I can feel your cock twitch when I say that. Would I? Oh, God, baby, I'd love it. I'm still fertile. I could have one more baby just for us. Oh, yes. That's it. Fuck me harder. Oh, drive into me, baby. Don't hold back. Pound your mama with your big cock. Oh, God, baby, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Come in again. Oh, come with me, please. Yes, now. Yeah, yes, now. Oh, 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 my angel. You did it. Oh, I can feel all your cum inside of me, coating my pussy walls. I'm sorry. I'm so emotional. But I've been waiting for this for so long. No, no, don't pull out. Just stay there. Stay in me. Oh, it feels really nice having you there. It doesn't matter if you go soft there. You're home now. And you belong in me. I'll just stroke your hair and sit up a little so you can rest on my breast. Yes, they are soft, aren't they? Do you want to suckle one, like when you were little? You were such a greedy little boy. It took forever to wean you. I was so sad the day you stopped feeding. I cried myself to sleep that night, baby. Well, they're all yours now. Shh, it's okay. Yes. You used to like it when I hummed to you when you fed. It sent you straight back to sleep. What's that? No, baby. I don't think Dad would be angry. He wanted this. He wanted me to be happy, for us to be happy. And he knew that you brought me more joy than any other living creature. He'd have been so pleased for us. I'm sure he's watching down on us now. That's it, baby. You sleep now. There's plenty of time for more lessons and fun later. You're mommy's best student, and I love you, baby.